All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Chasing Sunsets. So, you guys didn't actually give me an answer again, so I'm going to have to just pick something, and we'll get it moving on. You know, I've been thinking. That sounds dangerous. I was thinking we're overdue for another touch session. Good instructors always sense their students' needs. You began to close the gap between you when Mallory puts her hand on your chest. I want this. So much I've got butterflies in my tummy. But Jay is meeting us at the wet spot to celebrate Amanda's treatment. That was quick. Isn't that the place where... Don't remind me. I can still hear your singing in my nightmares. Very funny. I think we can be a little late. If this goes any further, we're not leaving this room tonight. Now chop chop! We can pick this up again after. Arriving at the elevator, you press the call button. This is a nice hotel. How'd you swing a room right before the cyclone? Actually, I reserved it before I left Boston. I wasn't expecting a room on the yacht. Maybe you should hold on to it. We don't have another room for Amanda. She'll stay with me. Not like we haven't shared a bed before. So you are staying. I figured you'd be on the next flight out. Amanda's not ready to travel, and I still have answers I'm waiting on. The elevator dings, and you follow her inside. She stands in front of you as the elevator descends. And that's the only reason you're sticking around, right? Mallory lightly backs into you and grinds against your crotch. Of course, why else? You can't imagine how anxious I am to get back to my job. Far away from all of this tedious paradise. Her hand strays back and rests on top of yours. And all of these confusing feelings. You feel Mallory slip something cool and metallic into your hand. What's this? Mallory turns to look at you. Bandit's locket. I'd like you to hold on to it while I work through some things. Ah, okay. Are you sure? Mallory simply smiles and turns back to the doors just as they open. The unexpected sight of Christian sends your adrenal glands into overdrive.
Gah, of course. So he's staying here, too.
Christian quickly recovers, his face twisting into its trademark sneer.
Slumming it up with the help, Grim? What say we head up to the roof and replay our last talk? As fun as that sounds, I've got some place to be. But hey, I'm happy to see you're finally dating outside the family.
In spite of his antagonism, Christian seems tired as he walks past you to the elevator. The door is shut before you can retort, leaving you furious and worried.
The fuck is he still doing here?
Was that the guy, the one that you kicked off the boat?
Yeah, and whatever he's up to, it can't be good. I'm going to do a little digging. I'll catch up with you guys at the bar when I'm done.
The wet spot, 1 hour later. When you arrive, you see Jay and Mallory are already talking animatedly.
Wow, you two look amazing. See, he can be charming. When he wants to be.
I can go hang with the captain and drink rum if you two are gonna bust my balls all night.
Sit down, you big idiot. We love you.
Let me get a drink first. Be right back.
Oh, get us two shots of El Espelon Añejo.
Añejo, please.
Jay's eyes plead with you silently to ignore that request.
Arriving at the bar, you see a familiar face.
Is there any place on the island you don't work?
Ayo, P. Diddy, weathered the storm, I see.
At least I got a non-golden shower out of it. Yacht got banged up pretty bad, though.
Huh? First world problems. What can I get you, machine gun jelly?
Hilarious. Two shots of El Espelon and Añejo and whatever the local beer is, as long as it's draft.
Añejo is probably what you're looking for. The local stuff's shit.
Kylie pauses and looks at Jay and Mallory joking in the lounge.
Which one of them do you like?
The redhead's my sister.
Kinky, hey, I don't judge. Look at you go! And how do you see that working out for you?
Dangerously.
Well, they're clearly both into you. You got game, Halole.
I
I don't know the language. Sorry, guys. I'll give you that. Any pro tips? I don't speak for all chicks, but lies suck. Just stay honest and your chances improve a lot. I'll keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Kylie hands your beer across the counter to you. I'll have the shots brought out to you. Just get my attention if you need another round. Returning to the ladies, you find them deep in conversation. So, when will you know the rest? Sophie said sequencing my genome only takes an hour, but detailed analysis takes longer. What's she looking for? I'm just worried about Amanda at the moment. God, I have so many questions. Ladies, your drinks are on the way. Seriously? She guilts me in the shots and you roll up sipping a beer? If you were me, would you get shit-faced around you two? He's not wrong. The shots arrive and Jay looks at her glass like it's radioactive. Down the hatch, girl. Ooh, that's what I needed. With significantly more reluctance than Mallory, Jay tosses back her tequila. Her expression afterward gives you a pretty good idea about where the evening is headed. That's actually really good. Told you, sneaks up on you fast though, so pace yourself. Amid the music and chat, you realize this is the most relaxed you've felt since Sicily. The drinks keep coming and the conversation flows easily. And so I pretended I didn't know how to ski and Grim was all like, damsel in distress detected. I woke her up at 4 a.m. and her hair was so out of control she looked like a homeless yeti. Grim used to eat all the stuffing out of the Oreos and then put them back in the carton. The glasses continue to pile up as the evening wears on and soon Jay's beginning to slur. Show Grim! Hmm? Last time we got drunk together you shit my bed. Fuck my life. Is it true that this one tried to talk you out of buying my totally awesome birthday present? Jay's tipsy voice oozes flirtatiousness and her expression is adoring. What can I say? I know my amazing and beautiful sister. For a moment she looks stunned, speechless, but she quickly recovers. Oh my God, the things I'm going to do to you. Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the music. I said I'm gonna have to step up my gift game if I want to keep up with you. Aren't you just a big fat liar? Two more shots arrive but are set down in front of you. Well, will you look at that? Oh, hell no. I've already voided my organ donor status with tequila this month. But it's your turn. You have to. Don't look at me. She's making the rules tonight. Does it have to be tequila? Anything worth doing is worth overdoing. But let's add an incentive. Incentive? Laying on the table, Mallory places a glass in her navel and looks at you suggestively. We're doing body shots. Body shots? Seriously? You know the drill, guys. No hands. Mallory hums cheerfully to herself as she sprinkles some salt onto her neck. With a saucy gleam in her eye, she completes preparations by placing a slice of lime in her mouth. Grim? Jay stares at Mallory with a complex mixture of apprehension, jealousy, and fascination. You're not just going to leave a girl hanging, are you? Oh, fuck, that's her challenge accepted tone. Resigning yourself to the inevitable, you examine your options. Hmm? The shot glass balances precariously in her navel. You lean in towards the shot glass. Mallory's scent mixes with the smokiness of the tequila invitingly. Moans softly. Feeling the heat radiating from her skin, you begin hungrily kissing the salt from her neck. Mallory gasps and leans her head back in response, somehow not spilling a drop. Her breathing intensifies as you tease her neck long enough to draw amused glances from bystanders. You can feel Jay's eyes on you as you finally pull the glass free and swallow the burning liquid. As you withdraw, Mallory locks eyes with you invitingly. Without thinking, you bite the lime, which she immediately releases. There's no further pretense as the shot devolves into a passionate and erotic kiss. Grim! So Grim, you down for another? Jay's voice is a silken... That's not a silken purr. So Grim... You down for another? Jay's voice is a silken purr, but you know better than to mistake it for nonchalance.
Sure, sis.
You expect to see jealousy on Mallory's face at Jay's challenge, but instead see only a satisfied grin.
You really don't have to.
Oh, I want to. With no hesitation, Jay reclines supine across the table and gazes up at you enigmatically. Amateur hour is over. With practiced assurance, Jay sprinkles salt on the tanned skin just beneath her breasts.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Get it, girl.
Winking, Jay picks up the other shot glass.
Tightening her abdominal wall, she slowly pours the contents into her exposed navel.
Anything worth doing? It's worth overdoing. Jay's eyes smolder as she places a fresh slice of lime in her mouth and stares at you invitingly. Then beckons you teasingly before closing her eyes and presenting her body to you as an offering.
Oh my fucking god!
Leaning forward, you can feel waves of heat emanating off of Jay's hypersensitive skin. She lies motionless, and her breathing barely disturbs the liquid in the makeshift cup of her navel. She's clearly making a statement, time to make one of my own. You steal a glance at Jay's salted belly and the rise of her breasts behind it. To indomitable women. The sounds of the club fade away as you bring your lips to Jay's midriff and begin kissing her skin. Jay shivers beneath your touch and nearly loses some of the tequila pooled in her belly button. Even the fabric of her top can't conceal her hardening nipples as she surrenders to your touch. Languidly, you trace your lips and tongue across her flesh, and Jay's breath begins to come in gasps. Time seems to slow as you bring your lips to Jay's navel and lap the spirit from her sculpted belly. Jay's skin erupts into goose flesh at your touch, and you hear a sharply intaken breath. Out of the corner of your eye, you see Jay's hand clenching and unclenching involuntarily. Jay's eyes are ablaze with hunger. Her breath escapes in gasps around the line between her teeth. You move forward to bite the line, but Jay releases the fruit and instead pulls you into a torrid kiss. I thought she wanted to be careful. With desperate strength, Jay tries to pull you fully on top of her as the feverish kiss intensifies. Finally! Mallory's voice shatters Jay's passion instantly, and she stares at the other woman in shame. I don't know what came over me. It's not... Bullshit! You just needed a little push. A push? Mallory, he's my... Shut up. I just found out I'm the Mega Bloks version of his Lego mom, and I'd kiss him. You two aren't even related. How about I carry the Jerry Springer torch for a minute? Jay gets unsteadily to her feet and leans on you a little for support. We are not having this conversation right now. In spite of her words, you can see Jay's body language is mostly relaxed again. I think I've had enough fun for one night. Take me home now? Sure thing, sis. Peanut should be back from the hospital anyway. I'll come with. Neshit residence, Tuckaway Beach, after midnight. In the middle of the night, Mallory stirs as the effects of the liquor begin to fade. Oomph! I'd have been better off at the hospital with you and far away from that evil tequila, Peanut. Moments pass without a response. Peanut? Where did you... Mallory steps into the hallway and listens for sounds of activity, but the house is dark and silent. God, I hope she hasn't run off. On the verge of going downstairs to continue her search, she notices the door to your room ajar. Quietly, she peers into the dim room and gasps in shock. Oblivious to the inappropriateness of the situation, Amanda stares at you as if hypnotized. Peanut! Incredulous, Amanda holds her fingers apart, approximating your length. I'm actually Team Peanut. I know, of course, Grim, you're on the Spectrum. You would want to fuck the Spectrum Girl. If the Spectrum Girl looked that hot and she was still on the Spectrum and said, like, just weird shit and was that goddamn analytical, you bet your ass. I'm not even one for marriage,
but I might just teeny bit might consider dealing with that. Because it would be her shit against my shit. You know, when you're autistic, you have these weird... It's hard to explain to somebody that's not... What do they call it? Like, because I'm... What do you consider? Neurodivergent? I guess, like, somebody that's neurotypical. Yeah, neurotypical. Like, you just come up with weird shit. Like, out of fucking nowhere. Like, and a lot of things really get into your mind. Like, for some reason... I mean, I like Batman, but I get, like, a lot of, like, Batman will appear. I say that shit a lot. I sing weird songs. Silly songs that don't make sense. Just, you know, stuff that I've made up. That's one thing about being a neurodivergent person. And obviously, you don't get all your words right. It's one problem. Sometimes we can't enunciate properly. I'm doing my best. But I totally get Amanda because I'm on that spectrum and I understand exactly what kind of character she is. You can't be in here! Ignoring her protest, she points at your dick and makes an exaggerated Ahigal face. Get out now! Mallory cringes at the harshness of her hissing demand for fear of waking you up. Unfazed, Amanda returns to inspecting you, wrapping her fingers around your girth. With a shocked face, Peanut Booter displays her measurement to her panicking friend. That's it! Come here, you little shit! Amanda holds her fingers up to her lips in a mocking shush as Mallory gingerly approaches the bed. We need to have a serious talk about boundaries. Mallory reaches for Amanda's ankle, only to grasp thin air. Giggle snort. Playfully, Amanda tiptoes around the foot of the bed and out of reach. Now you're a velociraptor in panties. Cool, cool. Sitting saucily next to you, Amanda's shoulders shake with repressed giggling. Mallory approaches Amanda again with an exasperated look on her face. I'm starting to think I like the old Peanut better. With raised eyebrows, Amanda reaches back with the clear intention of grabbing your cock again. No! Mallory tries to grab her friend again, only for her to slip deftly through her arms to the foot of the bed. What time is it? Shocked at the sound of your voice, Mallory turns to look at you in horror. And then she realizes what she's holding on to. It's 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Oh no. She said it. It's 2 o'clock. Clock. Kind of feeling like high noon at the moment. Snicker. Ha. I see what you did there. As if realizing how off balance she sounds, Mallory quickly tries to regain her footing. I mean, I was just doing research for a story. Your research involves my junk? It sounds really weird when you say it like that, not gonna lie. I'll just be going. Mallory releases your dick like it's a hot coal and looks prepared to bolt. Wait. Mallory gives you a confused look as you grasp her wrist. Stay. Really? You mean that? Even knowing what? Who I am? We're not having this discussion again. I want this. She stares at you in disbelief for a moment. She almost seems shell-shocked as she stands up and slips out of her tank top. I want this too. Slipping gingerly out of her thong, she seems torn between eagerness and fear. She straddles you on the bed. You can feel the heat of her sex against you. Oh, let's do this a little better. She seems almost shell-shocked as she stands and slips out of her tank top. I want this too. Slipping gingerly out of her thong, she seems torn between eagerness and fear. She straddles you on the bed. You can feel the heat of her sex against you. I can tell you do. Mallory leans forward until her face is just inches from yours. Her gaze is unusually intense. Grim, I felt connected to you from the day we met. Took me a little longer. I'd make a joke about growing on you, but feels like something's growing on me. Snort. What was
Mallory lunges forward and kisses you before you can finish the question.
I know I'm not supposed to laugh during this, but it's hard not to.
As the kiss deepens, you feel fingers encircle your cock and guide it to her, towards her opening. Anxious, are we?
No. I mean, yes.
You're cute when you're flustered. You move your hips slightly, easing the tip inside her, and you're surprised to feel her yield immediately.
Ah!
Her yelp is as much surprise as it is discomfort. She slowly rotates her hips, coaxing you deeper.
Oh God, I could just stay like this.
Smirking, you twitch inside her, causing her to jump slightly.
Yeep!
Mallory gives you a snarky look. Two can play that game. Guess what I'm doing when I'm not cooking up clever taboo jokes. Clearly learning how to defeat common household bedroom locks.
Kegel exercises!
As she says it, you feel waves of indescribable pleasure on your length inside her.
What the?
Words fail you as Mallory flexes around you again, making premature ejaculation a real possibility.
That would not be good. Don't be a minute man. Hey, point taken. Say uncle.
Maybe it's a good idea to hit pause on bringing up family relationships in general. Mallory squeezes you a third time and it takes everything in you not to explode into her depths.
Okay, you win.
Smiling smugly, Mallory relaxes, giving you a moment to recover. Having a super fit vagina is kind of like being a genie. I'm afraid to ask.
Phenomenal cosmic power!
Itty bitty living space! Did you just reference a children's movie while riding me like a mechanical bull?
Snort.
Wait, I think I... Again, Mallory leans forward and kisses you hungrily, but this time begins moving her hips.
Shh, don't ruin the moment.
So, no more quoting cartoons? Mallory grips you again, making you shudder.
I'm serious, I've been waiting a long time for this, I just didn't know I was waiting for you.
You cup her breasts in your hands, running your fingers over her hardening nipples.
My God, you're good at that!
As her body shudders, she begins moving along your length, spreading her lubrication on you.
Grim, I...
Whatever she was going to say is cut off as she steals herself and descends fully onto you.
Whimper.
Is it?
That's all of it.
My God, I've never felt it so... I've never felt so full!
It's like a man that eats the burger challenge at McDonald's.
My God, I've never felt so full!
Then there's that one pizza. There's the one pizza commercial.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I shouldn't be referencing commercials. Whoa.
You can feel her heartbeat inside her, as well as the rigid nub of her clit against you. With great concentration, Mallory begins to rock rhythmically against you. You see why they won't put me on Pornhub now?
What are you doing making jokes during the sex? Have you lost your mind?
A man told me one time. We had books on sex, and we had, what was it, fiction or joke books or something. And I said, why is all that together? Why do you have these books on sex next to these books on either fiction or comedy? He said, because it's all the same, mate. With great concentration, Mallory begins to rock rhythmically against you. Her breasts dangle before you invitingly, and on each downstroke, she grinds her clit against you. The scent of her fluids reminds you of her natural fragrance, only stronger and more primal. She settles into a rhythm both needy and sensual. You feel her gripping her. You feel her gripping you gently on the upstroke. She's literally milking me. I'm going to embarrass myself if I don't do something quick. Think about boner killers. George and Assless Chaps. Amber Heard's Laundry Day.
Wow! Amber Heard reference.
No way.
What?
Oh, I think I'm gonna...
Mallory's eyes roll back, mouth agape. Her entire body shivers as the floodgates open. Every pulse of her orgasm ripples down your cock until you feel your own begin to rise and answer. Using the last of your dwindling reserves, you just merely manage to hold off the inevitable. Oh my God, Grim! I have no idea! I've been such an idiot! Soft moan. Listen, did you want to go again? Oh my God, yes! Mallory begins riding you in earnest, her earlier trepidation gone. This feels so amazing. You are so amazing. At the foot of the bed, Amanda rubs herself rhythmically in time with your movements. Her fingers dance around her clit, and even inside as her arousal peaks. We should have been doing this all along, since Aspen. But let's make up for lost time. There's not much left. There's not much time left if you don't give that magic trick of yours a rest. I want it. Finish inside me. Not until you do. Like I'm giving you a choice. Mallory's pussy tightens mercilessly around you. This time, you're all out of tricks. Fuck, I'm gonna... whimper. As you approach the point of no return, both girls reach their limits nearly in unison. Mallory lunges forward and presses herself against you as her second orgasm takes her breath away. Faint gasp. Let's not. Pulling out, you shower her back with stream after stream of cum as she rides against you. Mallory remains collapsed on top of you, and long moments pass as your breathing returns to normal. Chuckle. You okay? Never better. No regrets? Only that I didn't meet you sooner. Hey, I thought I heard someone else in the room earlier. Did you leave the bedroom door open? Sitting up, Mallory shoots you an uncomfortable look. Not on purpose. I didn't exactly come in here expecting this to happen. Laughs. As I recall, the rules say this is where we cuddle. Then you try to convince me to sleep here. I'd feel like I failed somehow if you didn't want to stay. You definitely did not disappoint. And the night is still young. Oh, you devious little minx. I just fell for your clever ruse. Did you now? And what ruse would that be? You kept me talking until I got stuck with the wet spot. Oh, Grim, where we're going, we don't need dry spots. You just quoted a movie about a son trying to avoid sex with his mother while I'm still inside you. You just had to go and make it weird. In fairness, weird is kind of our thing. It really is. I can feel your heartbeat, and my foot got tangled in the sheet. Stop writhing. Rhyming, I mean it. Anybody want a peanut? Oh. It's just to save your game. Okay, something important just happened. I've never had it tell me to save the game. So... something important just happened. And we'll get back to that next week when Chasing Sunsets continues. All right, everyone. This is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We'll see you next time.